Israeli security forces stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque compound on Tuesday in order to disperse protesters and Muslims praying in the compound. The attacks came ahead of a Knesset debate on a bill that would determine the future status of Islam's third holiest site. The debate was initiated in the Israeli Knesset by right-wing extremist members who suggested the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound be partitioned into two, one for Jewish and the other for Muslim worshippers. They further suggested that the Israeli authorities take full sovereignty of the mosque by relinquishing control from the Jordanian authorities, who have been the protectors of the mosque for 20 years.
The Israeli leaders and extreme right-wing members of the Knesset have one goal, that is to gain full sovereignty over the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They clearly displayed their goal when extreme members, including Israel's housing minister, violated their own law and stormed the mosque. However, they are now attempting to legalize these moves with their sole aim to take over the site in order to build their Jewish Temple Mount.
A professor of Jerusalem University claimed that this is a dangerous move by the Israelis to Judaize the old city of Jerusalem.
The Israeli proposal in the Knesset is extremely dangerous, as this will further the state of apartheid in Jerusalem. This is part of their bid to change the status quo of Jerusalem and create a complete Jewish city. In particular, it is the daily violence that Muslims living in the area face by Israeli forces.
The bill was introduced by Israeli MK hardliner Moshe Feiglin, who had led Jewish-only tours in the Al-Aqsa compound on numerous occasions. Opposition groups have called upon their government to take action against the Israeli violations, and the Mufti of Jerusalem has called on Jordan to sever all ties with Israel if they persist with the bill. Many critics are sceptical about the debate taking place in the Knesset over the future of Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site. They're instead concerned about the Israeli army violence towards protesters in the holy compound, which includes dispersing them with rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas. Nell Burton for Press TV, Occupy Jerusalem, Al-Quds.